Hello, and welcome to another episode of Tarot for a Troubled Time, the podcast in which we reflect on our experience of living through the COVID-19 pandemic using the cards of the tarot. I'm your host, River Rose. I'd like to open this episode with a poem. It's by Warson Shire, a British poet who was born in Kenya to Somali parents and who emigrated to the UK when she was 1 year old. I heard part of the poem recited on Tara Brach's podcast. I may have mentioned Tara on this show before. She's a Buddhist meditation teacher, and if you're not familiar with her work, I strongly recommend you look her up. Warson Shire's poem is called What They Did Yesterday Afternoon, and it goes like this. They set my aunt's house on fire. I cried the way women on TV do, folding at the middle like a 5-pound note. I called the boy who used to love me, tried to okay my voice. I said hello. He said, Warson, what's wrong? What's happened? I've been praying, and these are what my prayers look like. Dear God, I come from two countries. One is thirsty, the other is on fire. Both need water. Later that night, I held an atlas in my lap, ran my fingers across the whole world, and whispered, where does it hurt? It answered, everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. As you can see, I got the idea for this week's question and the title for this episode, Where Does It Hurt?, from this poem. If you're listening to this episode on the day that it drops, November 2nd, 2020, it's a monumental moment and I've got a bunch of things swirling around in my head. We've just had Halloween, Samhain, the Day of the Dead, and in the Northern Hemisphere, our days are getting short as we head into winter. I'm thinking of the loved ones I've lost and that we as a collective have lost, particularly the hundreds of thousands who have died because of COVID-19 this year. I'm thinking about the fact that in the US, 100,000 cases of COVID were newly reported this weekend alone, and that many countries in Europe and elsewhere are reimposing new lockdowns because the pandemic is once again out of control. And of course, I'm thinking about the fact that we're on the cusp of the 2020 presidential election here in the United States, the result of which will have a far-reaching impact in the US and around the world. Why? Because in the past 4 years under this so-called president, we've experienced a careless disregard for public health and safety with the mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic, and we've also experienced everything from sustained attempts at the stripping away of rights and protections for people in this country to efforts at isolating the US from the international community. We've had attacks on the rights of immigrants, particularly on those coming from south of the border and from predominantly Muslim countries. We've seen various attacks on the LGBTQ community, increasing levels of voter suppression, the fanning of the flames of racial hatred and injustice, rollbacks of environmental protections and regulations and agreements aimed at combating climate change and conflict, and a general disdain for service, diplomacy, and collaboration. But while all of this was happening, we've also seen a growing level of engagement of our citizens as more and more of us are working to give voice to injustice and inequity. Many of us have discovered that in this current struggle for our democracy, there are new opportunities to find leaders, to develop ways of connecting with others, and to explore innovative ways of embracing the talents and skills of an ever more diverse population. This is a pivotal moment in time and space, and no matter the results of the election, we must continue to proactively seize the moment to ensure a safer and more prosperous world for all of us. Therefore, in this sense, more and more of us are asking ourselves and each other, where does it hurt? In a capacity as healers of the society, by addressing the answer to this question and doing something about it. So we already know what the question for the tarot is this week. Where does it hurt? And about the spread, I'm using 3 cards this week, and I'm adapting a version of a full moon spread for our purposes, since we just had a full moon, and this spread prompts us to think about what we've realized in a given cycle, what we've released, and what is coming next. Normally, a full moon spread is meant to have us reflect on that particular lunar cycle, but I think that for the purposes of answering this question, we can consider a broader cycle of time, like a year or even the past 4 years, the election cycle. Remember, I'm doing these readings for all of us. They're general readings, and so you can adapt the insights I see in the cards to your own situation. So specifically, the 3 cards are going to show us, 1, what needs to be illuminated, 2, what needs to be released, and 3, what is ready to emerge. I have no preconceived notions about whether we're applying the question to ourselves alone, or to our family, or to our community, or to the world. And you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's all the same, because we're all connected. So whatever comes to mind for you as you answer the question for yourself is what is most urgent and most relevant in this moment. When I drew the cards for the spread, I got the Hermit reversed, which is what needs to be illuminated, the Tower reversed, which is what needs to be released, and the 7 of Swords reversed for what is ready to emerge. Again, the Hermit, the Tower, the 7 of Swords, all reversed. Friends, these 3 cards are a lot. As you'll recall, if you've listened to previous episodes, I'm doing one giant draw across time, which means that I'm not putting the cards back into the deck after each reading. I'm only using each card once until I get to the end of the deck and the end of the podcast. So as we approach winter in the Northern Hemisphere and the second wave of COVID-19 is coming in many countries, and on the eve of this presidential election in the United States, we're getting 2 major arcana, including one of the most feared cards, some would say, the Tower, and a pretty heavy minor arcana card in the 7 of Swords. And we have 3 reversals. The cards are all upside down, which can indicate some kind of struggle or at least a challenge to give additional thought and nuance to the meaning of the cards. And all the cards in this deck are also set in the dark of night. So I should add that it's not exactly a bright picture overall, or at least not an easy picture. So let's break the reading down card by card. The Hermit, 9 of the Major Arcana, is what needs to be illuminated. In the Rider-Waite-Smith deck, the Hermit is an elderly man standing at the top of a snow-capped mountain facing left. He's holding a lantern and a walking stick. In our deck, the Modern Spellcaster's Tarot, the Hermit is not walking in the snow, but he is walking at night in a forest. He's holding a candle, and on his belt, he's got a large set of keys and an hourglass. Openings and time, right? Both really poignant symbols. It's also late fall or winter because the giant tree behind him has no leaves on it. And through the branches, we can see the moon, a waxing crescent moon to be exact. In the tarot, the Hermit can symbolize solitude, introspection, perspective, wisdom, guidance, or a general need to withdraw from the world. My sense in this reading is that the Hermit is asking us to examine our relationship with solitude and isolation. On the one hand, we've been forced into solitude because of COVID. Some of us have been confined to home with others and are tired of the pressures and responsibilities of sharing a confined space day after day. Some of us are feeling like we need more solitude because we're working harder than ever, or because we're having to go out and we're afraid of COVID. Some of us live alone and are tired of not being able to move around freely and to see others. And on a more universal level, some of us are realizing the isolationism that has been created in the U.S., particularly by this so-called president, is wreaking havoc on us as a collective. I think overall, the Hermit Reversed in this reading is reminding us that, to quote a much older poet, John Donne, no man is an island entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. And so we come to our next card, the Tower Reversed, which it is telling us what needs to be released. Of all the cards in the deck, I think that the Tower best describes our current situation. So it's striking that this card should appear this week in this position in this particular reading. The Tower is number 16 of the Major Arcana. The traditional Rider-Waite-Smith image shows a tall tower on a mountain that is both on fire and being struck by lightning. The sky in the background is pitch black, and the two people in the image are seen jumping from the tower to try to save themselves as the structure goes up in flames. In the modern spellcaster's version of the tower, the focus is on the lightning and not on the fire. The tower is crumbling, someone is falling off it, and at the bottom, two other people are escaping the tower from a crack in the base, and as they try to escape, they are being menaced by a threatening hooded figure with a spear. We can't see this person's face, the person with the spear. So there's an additional layer of menace and danger in this version of the card, where the people trying to save themselves from this destruction are also being threatened by other human beings, not just by nature. How's that for a description of where we are now? If you're not familiar with the tarot, if it's new to you, you won't be surprised to learn that the Tower represents a moment of complete upheaval and destruction, a sudden shock or disruption to the systems and habits of day-to-day life. It can be a moment when all of our beliefs and processes come into question. Thinking about the fact that the Tower is reversed here, and about the fact that in this reading, this card represents what we need to release, I'd say that the Tower is telling us to do what we can to let go of the things that are causing pain to ourselves and to others. I think this works at all levels because, for example, in terms of ourselves, I think we need to forgive ourselves for feeling that we're not doing our best. Because life is more difficult these days, we're struggling, and we can only do what we can do. It works in terms of our relationships with others, because if tensions are high and relationships are strained and conflicts are escalating, we need to remember that everyone is experiencing more stress than usual these days. And it works in terms of our systems and of our politics. Think about protests as a response to a Tower moment, as people are standing up and saying no more to everything from climate change to inequality to racism. And even voting is a response to this Tower moment because it is the expression of the rerouting away from a particular path. In the case of this election in the US, away from the path of chaos and destruction that we're on. And so we come to the final card, the Seven of Swords reversed, which tells us what is ready to emerge. In the Rider-Waite-Smith deck, we see a man sneaking away from what may be some sort of military camp. There are seven swords in the scene, and he is sneaking away with five of them, leaving two planted in the ground. In the modern Spellcaster's Tarot, we see a similar man moving away from us with six of seven swords, as he looks back at the wolves who are guarding the swords near a fire and who are asleep. The Seven of Swords is the card of, among other things, thievery, of lying, of cheating, of taking shortcuts in a way that probably doesn't serve us or others. With the reversal, we're reminded that honesty and integrity really do lead to the best path forward, and possibly that there are no magical shortcuts to arrive at the best or safest outcome. I would say that in our case, this card is telling us that we can't cheat or take shortcuts to get out of a difficult situation. You cannot wish or ignore your way out of a pandemic, and you cannot get to a more peaceful and safer world without a lot of hard work. Overall, I would say that these cards in this combination, in answer to the question, where does it hurt, are reminding us that pain really is everywhere, as Warsham Shire put it in her poem. No one can hide from it. No one can save themselves from it. And when there is widespread pain and anguish, we must work within ourselves and with each other to take the right steps to build a more peaceful world. We must strive for honesty and integrity in ourselves and demand it in our leaders to bring that world into being. And so with that, I end this week's reading. I hope you got something out of it. I'll share the reading on Twitter and Instagram. Please look for it on my personal account at Call Me River Rose. If you have questions, comments, and suggestions for me, you can also email me at iamriverrose@gmail.com. If you like what you've heard, I encourage you to leave me a 5-star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you can, and to share the podcast with your community. Until next week, be well, take care, and remember, no man is an island.